News Talk 1110 KBND News Time, 5 minutes after five. Good afternoon. I'm Dennis Shaw, right along with Kelly Blyer. Kelly's ready to go with Central Oregon News, and it's brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Get yours at Babies R Us and other fine retailers today. And now from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Kelly Blyer with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Grief counselors are at Redmond High School and the Redmond Proficiency Academy today to help students who knew two teen girls killed in a car accident. 16-year-old Tara Goad and 15-year-old Teresa Tucker, both of Redmond, died at the scene of the accident. Redmond Mayor George Endicott says many people in Redmond are in shock and are mourning for the families.
You know, you think about all of the different, the physics involved and, you know, inertia and all that, and just, I mean, they didn't stand a chance. It's just so, so sad.
So there was a pretty extreme freezing fog warning. We don't know the exact cause, but police are saying that that might have been a factor as well.
That's what I heard. I talked to the chief of police a little later in the morning, and he said he went to the scene, and he said when he went to step out of his car, it was just, he almost fell down. Yeah. But it was very sporadic. I mean, it was like localized. Because then he said after he left and went downtown, there was no ice. It was clear and dry.
Mayor Endicott was a guest on 1110 KBND's Your Town this morning. Redmond police say their investigation on the cause of the crash will take about a week to conclude. Well, we don't know all the circumstances involved in this accident. Monday's tragic driving fatalities in Redmond will serve to all younger drivers that there is a reason why Oregon has a law restricting new drivers as to who can be in the car with them. But the bottom line is younger drivers are not equipped to drive with distractions of any kind. Bend Police Department Steve Esselstyn says there is just too much going on that can distract a younger driver, and you can never underestimate experience.
It's a horrible thing. Lives will be changed forever. It's something that can be avoided. So it's something that people have to just kind of keep in mind that things can happen instantaneously. And even though it's a short trip, even though it's a good friend, stuff happens, and stuff happens very rapidly.
Esselstyn says it's important that parents know when their child goes out, who they are going with, and where they are going. A state lawmaker says we have to deal with what he calls the foreclosure crisis in Oregon. Democratic State Representative Brad Witt is disappointed that several foreclosure bills have already died in the House. Today on the floor, he urged fellow lawmakers to support two bills still alive in the Senate.
We have been elected as state legislators to represent people in our districts, and there is no problem any greater faced by our constituents today in the state of Oregon than the foreclosure crisis. We need to meet the needs and expectations of our constituents by dealing with this problem at our earliest opportunity, and I remain hopeful that my colleagues will join us.
Witt doesn't believe the foreclosure crisis should be a partisan issue and says that Senate bills would give homeowners a bigger voice and clarity when facing foreclosure. Three states are holding Republican primaries and caucuses today. These are not important races, but they will help candidates continue momentum. John Filo with the Deschutes County Republicans isn't worried that the prolonged fight for the Republican nomination will hurt the eventual nominee.
We all come together, and as far as whether it's a Republican Party or Democrat Party, they all have various factions. And I think that, as I said before, we want to have all of those ideas aired out so that people can really see these people and these candidates and make an intelligent decision.
Caucuses are being held in Colorado and Minnesota today with a primary in Missouri. The next primaries are 3 weeks away in Michigan and Arizona. A top Susan G. Komen official turned in her resignation in the wake of last week's Planned Parenthood controversy. Karen Handel was the VP of Public Policy at the foundation. The backlash from the decision to stop funding breast screenings at Planned Parenthood, that was later reversed, forced her resignation. Former NFL player Ken Rutgers, who now lives in Sisters, once declined to be chairman for United Way because of its support of Planned Parenthood. He believes people have the ultimate say where their money goes.
We do have voices as citizens to be able to voice, you know, hey, we don't like this. We do like a different direction. We want to increase spending or government assistance here, grants, and to be able to say, hey, we need to stop commingling. You know, where does government money go? And if it's supposed to go to there, does it really go to where it's targeted?
Ken Rutgers used to play for the Green Bay Packers from 1985 to 1996. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.